Good morning.
Oh, hi, Tom. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I am so glad you called.
Oh, good.
Tina?
Yes, it's Tina. Well, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, I was following up. I'm sure you got the notifications, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, something's going on. It doesn't work. I lost that card last winter and replaced it with another one.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, well, I can actually update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
I don't have it on. I don't have my wallet in my pocket. I'm out on a job and my truck's up at the top of the damn hill, and I got to be honest with you, I ain't running up that hill. They're going to be back down where I'm working in a little while. Were you the one I was dealing with last year? I forgot. I mean, you know what I have? Forgive me for being so blunt, but you know what I have a real issue with? Somebody all of a sudden calling me and telling me I'm going to be behind on a payment. Forgive me for saying it like this. I don't mean anything personal, but that just pisses me off instantly because years ago I had a tough time during a divorce, you know, and whenever you're paying your bills on time, you know, everybody loves you. Everything's going well, everybody loves you. And then, you know, I was the guy that provided work for like 40 people. And then all hell broke loose. Yeah, you know, this was years ago. All hell broke loose for me. And then it's like you're an instant piece of shit, for lack of a, but you know what I mean? In some people's eyes. And it took so much to rebuild my credit, you know?
Yeah.
It took so, and I finally bought another house and bought another brand new chipper and bought a $100,000 bucket truck. And, you know, I told whoever I was talking to that I'm tentatively going to start this stuff up in April. And I've been running so many different directions, not because I'm getting work through the Local Splash, but because I'm getting what I always got, referrals from tons of people because, you know, I'm just, I don't know, fair and honest. Everybody's people say, oh, I'm looking for the lowest price. I said, well, you got the wrong guy. I'm not here to give you the lowest price. It's not all about you. It's about me making a profit, staying in business, and creating opportunity for people to work.
Yeah.
And this thing all of a sudden says to me that, oh, you're going to be behind. If it's going to go from 200 to 500. I'm thinking, I'd like to meet this person face-to-face that just sent me that text. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at 63 years old,
so,
to be really honest.
Thank you for relaying all of that. It was me. I went back and looked at the notes from October. We spoke on October 11th, and at that time, you had updated your payment, but you said that you weren't...
I don't do tree work in the winter. I don't do it in the winter. I don't
need
the money.
You said that you wanted to go on a seasonal hold, so it says here that we had agreed that you would go on a seasonal hold till April 14th, or 15th, sorry.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and how the seasonal holds work, and, you know, forgive the system. They send out those automated messages once in a while.
Oh, I understand. Trust me, but
how it works, Thomas, is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on on the 2nd. So it looks like, as a courtesy, they did the seasonal hold until the 15th of April. And what that means is that you get a welcome email kind of a week ahead of time that says, hey, Thomas, you know, Local Splash is going to resume at your normal rate on whatever, April 15th in your case, at $299. And that way, if you don't want to continue, you have a whole week to call us and let us know and prevent that April 15th charge, right? If we don't hear from you, then the system starts trying to charge it. And then the automated message will alert you because what's today, May 3rd, and the next payment would hit on May 15th. So the system's just letting you know, like, hey, try to get this rectified ASAP because if not, another payment hits May 15th. And we never want anybody to have two payments so close together like that, right?
Tina, can I be honest? Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
$300 is $300 is nothing to me. I mean, I'm not trying to sound $300 is nothing. No big deal. I mean, if I lost $300, I'd curse for a minute and a half and be done with it. And, you know what
You're
I mean?
Funny. It's just, You're very funny.
Well, when we went to Quebec snowmobiling this winter, you know, there was this little pregnant gal working her tail off in that bar
where
went. You know, we were in a bar in a township called Chibougamau, Quebec.
Oh,
3 days straight north on snowmobiles. So we're all having the time of our life. You know, this is why we work all year long. We packed just what we could pack. And here's a point to this, to the money thing. We packed just what we could pack on sleds for 6 days, rode about 200 miles every single day. And we end up in this little Eskimo village in the middle of no man's land. Like, wow, this is cool. And there's this little gal waiting on us, and she's waiting on every. I'm like, man, you need some help. She said, yeah. She said, that'd be nice. Everybody's always calling in sick.
Aww.
So we all look at each other and says, let's blow her damn mind with a tip.
Aww.
And all of us, every damn one of us, my dinner was like, whatever it was, Canadian. It was probably like $50-something dollars. I had a steak and I had some beers and some apple pie with ice cream. You know what I mean?
Right,
you know,
right.
You try to do a couple shots. And then, so every damn one of us left her $200. She started crying.
Oh, I bet she did.
She started crying, man, and she hugged every damn one of us individually. And
that
so,
shows that you guys have great hearts. That's so wonderful.
Well,
I love
that. I mean, there was somebody, you know, she was working. So what I'm saying is,
how many of you
so
were
much,
there?
There was seven of us.
Wow.
She got a $1,400. She got a $1,400 tip that night.
Yeah.
She
was blowing
her damn eyes out.
I bet.
I thought so. So money is no more than a damn tool. Like a screwdriver.
I agree.
You know, if you need a hole, you don't buy the drill because you want to drill. You buy the drill because you want to drill a hole. So
yeah.
Money's the same thing. And, I mean, I'm things are good, but I don't know, man. How it, I forgot. I don't know where I'm going. I'm going off on a tangent.
I
want to
give you an option, though. Don't worry about those automated messages because once we get your payment up to speed, I can push the next billing out 30 days for you, or we could even cancel if you don't feel that you need it. I'm on the website, and it is showing that you're having some solid activity going on even during the seasonal hold. So, and that's because on your Google listing and on your website, we have a tracking number. So, in the time that you've been with us, there's 69 leads on the dashboard coming through the tracking number. So, you know, I think it would be worth your while to continue with it. One thing
because
you said you do a lot of referrals, right?
Yeah, I've been at this. Oh my God, I did this for, I don't know, 20-something years, 4 hours south on a place called Cape Cod. And then I moved to Maine after the divorce, you know, and then I got a job, and I'm thinking, well, this sucks. I never have any money. So I was like, well, let me start another tree business again. One thing led to the next, and here we go again. And it's good. Yeah, I mean, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 in a day is not unusual.
And you're still doing it at 63 years old. You must be a daredevil because I've seen those tree guys up there. And
well, you know, yeah,
me.
I don't climb anymore. Those days are done. I mean, that's why I bought this real fancy bucket truck to grab a lever and go 75 feet up in the air. But the bucket truck can't reach everything. You can't drive through it.
Yeah.
But let me say this. I'm flagging these guys, man. One of them's coming down. I need to get a piece of paper and sit down for 5 minutes. And,
let's do it. We can do
it
later.
I want to see where we're at. I want to see if I'm gonna send you the money, and I want to see where I'm at with these contacts because I'm going now. I mean, I got a whole monkey wrench, and it's a good one by choice. My son was living up in the state of Maine where I moved to, and then they decided, you know, the ex-wife talked them into moving to where she went to. And it's an exciting place surrounded by beaches, and they wanted to try it, and they love it, but it ain't coming back.
Oh, nice. I don't blame him.
So,
sounds good.
Well, do you know Cape Cod much?
No, I've heard about it. That's the one in the movies that's kind of like the Beverly Hills, but for the East Coast, right?
Yeah, well, where do you live? If you
area? We're in Southern California. We're in Orange County, California.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cape Cod's just south of Boston. It sticks out in the ocean 40 miles like a fish hook.
Wow.
Shaped like a fish hook. And it's surrounded by beaches. If you Google, and if you Google Cape Cod right now, if you're in front of a computer,
yep,
man,
I'm
going
to do it.
So I'm going to be going to the town of Orleans on Cape Cod. You have Orleans, East Ham. Chatham is like the elbow on Cape Cod. There's not a house on the water for less than, I don't know, $2-5 million.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm looking at it now.
Well, yeah, it's so that's where I'm going to be moving down to.
Okay.
And changing my operating area. I got to phase out of Maine gradually and go down there. I'm buying a guy's business down there that does the same thing, and he's missing it, man. He's in a gold mine area, but he doesn't get it. You know, you can't pull up to a $1 million house with a bunch of garbage. It just rusts in trucks. You got to
yes.
invest.
Yes.
And,
I agree.
I'm going to wind. With all that being said, let me open up a book here. All right. What's today's date? Today's the...
May 3rd.
3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have those contacts in front of you now?
I do. I have the 69 leads that are on the dashboard.
Well, what's the most... Can we work with the most... I got a pen and paper. Can we write with the
most recent one was a 12-second call, so chances are they called and they got your voicemail. And it was from 207 area code 707-5115. So it looks
is there a name?
Let me look, because that could have been me calling through the call tracking. Because sometimes, let me just see here if it says I called through the call tracking. Because it says that person called on April 26th, and they called on May 1st. So that could have been, but I normally leave a message. I don't know. But then before that, there was on April 25th, Edward Lindstrom, 954-559-6467.
I got that. We did the job at his house.
Okay.
But you know, I don't understand something, though.
What's that?
This is what I don't understand. He told me. It's like, that's what fired me up one day. It almost seemed like you guys were charging me for messages that didn't, I mean, let me just hear me out. It seemed like you guys are charging me, crediting yourselves for sending me these leads. This guy said he saw my signs up in Rangeley, Maine, all last summer. Rangeley's an area where, a real affluent area, massive $1 million log homes on a huge lake. And, he works for a big construction company up there called M&H. And I said, how'd you find us? He said, oh, I seen your signs all around last summer. And I would begin to think to myself, well, why would this come up through this local splash? Maybe.
So the reason that happens is maybe he saw your signs last summer and he didn't remember your phone number, but maybe he remembered Watson Tree Service. So
and then what do you do? Google it?
Yeah, if he Googled it to say, oh, I want to see if I can find that guy I saw the sign last summer, and he Googled it.
Yeah.
On Google, we have a phone number of 207-426-4044. When people call it, it forwards over to your number. And that's why we have a record of the call tracking. So when people call through that number, we're not saying like, oh, 100% of the time, the reason they called is they found you on Google, because in this case, he saw your signs, you know, several months ago and decided to call you. So he had to look you up on Google, right?
I see.
But if you didn't have an internet presence and you weren't able to be found on Google, then chances are he's not going to just drive around and hope that he sees another sign. He'll probably just call someone else. You know what I mean? So that's an added benefit is this program gives you a stronger internet presence, right? So
that makes sense. I mean, I got to get what am I trying to say here? I got to get my attitude out of the way sometimes.
Well, no, because I understand where you're coming from too, because if you don't know what you're paying for, you know, that's scary. You know, why am I paying, even if it's just $299 a month, if I don't know what I'm getting, then I don't want to pay it, right?
Well,
so that's
kind of. So
yeah.
With all this, what was that 207 number again?
Let me go back to over there.
Not Ed's
207-707-5115. Let me listen to the 12-second call and see if...
Can I listen too?
Hold on. It's going to voicemail. Oh, it says it goes to your voicemail and then it says mailbox is full. So they can't leave a message. So I think if you would do me a favor and clear out your mailbox so that, you know, were to call.
Let's hang up for five. Give me 5-10 minutes tops and I'll clear out my voice messages and please call me right back.
You got it. Okay. I'll call you in maybe 15-20 minutes or so then.
Yeah,
okay.
Perfect. I'll be right here.
Sounds good, Tom. Okay. I'll talk to you then. Yeah. No problem. Okay. Bye.
Bye.